This is Katie Harth with Mission Network News, and today I've got my friend Helen Williams on the line from World Missionary Press. We're going to be talking about Thailand. A recent newsletter from World Missionary Press had some highlights about how God's moving. And Helen, you know, Thailand, like anywhere else, is battling COVID. How has the pandemic affected your partner's work?
Well, their reports are, they vary up and down. Sometimes it looks good, and sometimes then there are more cases, like most countries. But our ministry partners are telling us that one of the major effects is the economy for people who live marginally, believers and non-believers, all Thai people, that it's affected them economically. And so there's a great need for aid. And the ministries are finding that that's an open door for them to provide rice and beans and whatever else and whatever they might need, along with the scriptures and through the scripture booklets. And so they go home and into the homes where maybe they couldn't walk the streets and knock on doors, but with the food and with the aid. But people are also looking for answers. They are having a sense, there is a sense of what do I do? How do I get through this? Where's my help come from? Things like that, which really opens the door for conversations, whether it's by phone or however. But so it's the effect is there, maybe not so much in the disease, or maybe it is, but it's covering the whole country economically.
Yeah, and you hit on something I wanted to ask you about, because I'm not familiar with Thailand. Is it a place that's traditionally open to the gospel, or is the pandemic kind of creating opportunities that maybe weren't there before?
Well, in our experience and with our partners, I don't know that I would say that it's open, because it's 94% Buddhist, but there is freedom to share the word, particularly where our coordinator is up in Chiang Mai. It's a kind of a hub for ministries from that region, and they have a major printing ministry business, so they print a lot of Christian literature as well as using our literature. So there is the freedom to share the word, I imagine within some parameters, but reaching the Buddhist people is a challenge in and of itself.
Yeah, can you kind of, from your experience and in conversations with your partners and stuff, how do the booklets, I guess, do they provide something Buddhists are interested in? I'm kind of looking for, like, okay, let's talk about that type of spiritual ground, so to say, with the Buddhists. Are the scripture booklets making headway, or what's your sense there?
Well, I think it's something like the Muslim mind. There is the presentation, the initial presentation of the one true God, and who he is, that he is alive, that we can have a personal relationship with him as a friend and a redeemer and an eternal one. So the scripture books, because they're just scripture and because they're laid out that way to present God and then to present the need for redemption, and that there is an answer for sin and for our lives, and we don't have to just strive and hope and wish that there is an answer. So I think that's the unique thing about Christianity and the gospel, is that it is a personal God, a true living God, who can be resonant in us through his spirit and redeem us from the sinful nature that we all have. And that presentation, because it's laid out topically and has just scripture that supports it, even if it's not initially received, it is intriguing to the mind that has never heard that. So we had one man that received material
he was in Russia, but the presentation said that, you know, God was his, could be his heavenly father, would be, and he had never, he didn't have a father that he knew, and he never knew of the concept that a father would love him and that there was a heavenly father who created him and loved him. So those concepts are unique to Christianity. So I think that that's in many areas, that's kind of the key why our booklets are unique, because they present the word that way, topically laid out, to take the mind from point to point with scripture supporting it.
And when we think about Thailand, do you have any needs, whether it be for shipments or more booklets or anything, do you have any needs when it comes to that country, and how do you want people to respond to this story?
Well, we always have a need for funds to print for these shipments. We also do allow our coordinator in Chiang Mai to print in some regional languages, and we fund that. So material goes into Laos and Cambodia and Vietnam and places where we don't have as many people that we can send it to, and you have to be very careful. And so coming out of that region, so funding for printing, and then of course funding for the shipments, although they're pretty easy to get in. We have two containers going pretty soon. We're working on them now. So, but there's another area where there is a great need just for prayer is some of the large prisons in Thailand and in Laos and in those regions have people from all over that part of the world. And so our booklets in multiple languages over there are just really, really needed and used, particularly in the prisons where they're not the best place. And in our newsletter, we talk about a man from Nigeria who wound up in a prison in Thailand and managed to get our booklets through a circuitous route that the Lord directed. And so we need prayer that God would continue to direct those booklets to those people that have open hearts and needs, particularly in the prisons and places like that.
All right. That wraps up my questions for now. Is there anything I missed or anything else you wanted to add?
I don't think so, but we just appreciate everyone's prayer. Funds are good, but we live on prayer, and we are so appreciated, and we see God work in answer to prayer. So that's our main source of strength and whatever we need. So keep praying for us.